how did you get interested in this topic? And as I mentioned, it is a sensitive topic because there are those for decades who've worked to tamp down the suggestion that anybody in the civil rights movement was attracted to the Communist Party at all.
Exactly. And this is a story that actually predates the civil rights movement as we know it, going back to the 1930s. I became interested in this as a doctoral dissertation back in the mid-80s when I was very active in a lot of social movements in the LA area. And I wanted to know how the Communist Party organized African Americans, particularly in places where Black people were the majority. And there I discovered a very vibrant movement that very few people wrote about. There basically were two stories, one memoir by a man named Hosea Hudson, and then another story in a book called All God's Dangers, which is about an African-American sharecropper.
All God's Dangers, the life of Nate Shaw. I remember that.
Exactly. But his real name was Ned Cobb. Nate Shaw was a pseudonym. And it's a beautiful book that tells his life story, and only a portion of it deals with his membership in the Communist-led Sharecroppers Union, which at one point had about 12,000 members in the Black Belt counties of Alabama.
And were all the members Black?
Well, in Alabama, there was a point when basically all the members except one were all African-American sharecroppers and tenant farmers.